lot of times when we have physical symptoms of achiness, joint pain, or we're struggling with something like blood sugar imbalance, the very first thing that comes into my mind is maybe not the first thing that comes to other people's minds. I think about the person in front of me needing to strength train, to increase their muscle mass, and I want to talk about why I think of this as one of the first things that jumps into my head, because this is so important and something I do not see nearly enough women embracing. Are you struggling with joint pain, achiness, feeling like you're not able to do the things that you want to do at the end of the day? Perhaps you're having lower back pain. Maybe you're not noticing the endurance you used to have, whether it's just cleaning the house or playing with the kids. Perhaps you just want more for your body, especially as we age, the natural process of aging. We want to be stronger. We want to be healthy so we have this endurance and we can really protect it. So anytime that I'm talking to somebody and I really hear them speaking from this lens of wanting to be stronger, the very first thing I'm thinking about is strength training. I think this is something that us women tend to shy away from, in part because we're afraid that we're going to become like really meaty and too buff, but it's really difficult to do that. Not only just as women with our genetic makeup, but also as we get older, we actually are combating the natural decrease of muscle that happens with age. So I am 40 years old, and I have for the last 10 years, so starting at about age 30, we start to lose muscle mass. We actually lose about a tenth of our muscle mass per decade after age 30, unless we do something about it. And this is why it's so important for us to talk about strength training, particularly as we're navigating through, you know, going beyond our 30s. In addition to that, having babies. Relaxin is the hormone produced during our pregnancy and also while breastfeeding that is softening our muscles so that we are able to really labor and deliver these babies so that we can, you know, allow for our muscles to move around to make space for baby. And then while we're breastfeeding, that is continuing to course through our body. And so it's something we really need to counteract because the relaxin can also deteriorate our muscles as well. So lifting weights and strength training can help us to combat both of those things. Another thing that I see a lot is if we're really struggling with low energy, with fatigue, with weight gain that just won't budge, then we also want to think about things like increasing our skeletal muscle because that's going to help us to balance our blood sugar. So balancing our blood sugar is a critical part of a weight loss journey. The more that we can balance our blood sugar and burn and use that stored glucose and not have as many insulin spikes that can result in insulin resistance or pre-diabetes, even before we have those, you know, lab-recognized advanced disease states, we can notice in our symptoms if it's our blood sugar. So if you're noticing that you have a hard time, if a meal is delayed, if you feel like your hands get a little jittery or shaky, if you're struggling with your energy levels in between lunch and dinner, if you're not sleeping great at night, these are all things that are telling me, I wonder if it's your blood sugar. And so increasing your muscle mass is going to help support your body's ability to store glucose and have that energy readily on hand for when you need it. And in addition to these things, I also am so passionate about being strong as I age. I don't know about you, but I want to be a really strong grandma. I want to be able to throw my grandbabies up in the air and not have my kiddos be like, oh my gosh, mom, put the baby down. Don't do that. I don't want them to worry about that because they see, oh, mom has really taken care of herself. She has really aged strong so that she can do these things. Not to mention, I really want to spend my retirement hiking all over the world with my husband. So that is definitely on my bucket list. I don't want these things to stop the way my husband and I like to do life just because I'm in my 60s or 70s or beyond. I want to be able to be strong and show up for myself. And the best way to do that is to right now focus on strength training, focus on increasing my skeletal muscle, and doing that in a way that is very supportive of my state in life. So this does look different for me right now. I have a 9-month-old baby. This will look very different for me a year from now when he's no longer breastfeeding. But right now, it's just me trying to be consistent. I try to show up for myself 2 or 3 times a week. Ideally, it would be 3 or 4, but it definitely is more practical for me right now to say 2 to 3 times a week. And if I get that 4th time in, I'm definitely very happy that I was able to do that. I do this for maybe 15 to 20 minutes. I personally really like to do online workout channels. My absolute favorite is Nourish Move Love. I'll put that in the description of this video. I like her videos because I can just tune on and tune out. So I pick how long I have to be able to work out, and she tells me exactly what to do and what to be careful of and what to be mindful of. I have had clients tell me that they think she's a little too intense. So depending on where you're at, she does have some couch programs. So if you are brand new to working out, I would recommend one of her like couch to 20 workouts, something like that, or really just even starting with stretching. If you're not working out at all right now, it's really much better to dip your toes in slowly to slowly get acclimated to strength training by doing things that are going to help increase your mobility and then slowly adding some resistance to it. There was a season in my life where I would just walk with weights all the time, and that was all I could do in terms of strength training, but it helped so much because I was consistent. So that really is the thing here. When we're talking about strength training, when we're talking about building skeletal muscle, is be consistent. I am a big fan of strength training and walking. I like to get my cardio through walking. Personally, running does not feel good for me, and I just see it too often where people, when they run, overdo it. And then they have some different issues, right? They're struggling with knee pain or joint pain or something else, and they try to push through instead of stopping and listening to your body. So ultimately, that's the other piece of this, is whatever you're doing currently, whatever you're starting to embark on, I really encourage you to listen to your body. How is it telling you that it needs to be supported, and what we can do from here to really continue to build strength and build flexibility so that we can age with more grace. The last thing I'll say here too, and this is not to discourage anyone that is over this age limit, but really there is something to being able to add skeletal muscle before about the age of 45. They've done some research and found that it's much easier for those of us that are not yet 45 to build and maintain skeletal muscle and be able to preserve that through the aging process. If you're already beyond 45, my advice to you is that it's never going to get easier, right? This is only going to be harder for us to maintain and build muscle mass. But as we do that, it's going to help us age with more grace, with more strength, to be able to support these other functions of our body. There's so much to increasing skeletal muscle that helps support our overall health. And so it's such a critical piece. If you are currently somebody that's really disciplined about working out and not noticing the gains or not noticing the body composition changes that you have set out to achieve, then I really recommend having somebody in your corner. Maybe that's a personal trainer, or maybe that's working with me to really help see what are some of the holes that your body is telling us we need to focus on and fix so that we can see those gains that you're aiming for with that diligent work that you're putting in, or if you need somebody to help hold you accountable in that process.